My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself. At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Going on, everybody. It is July 1st and it's Tuesday, so it's Show Me the Money Club live Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. The Senate just passed the BBB bill, which is the big beautiful bill, which has inside of it no tax on tips. So that may be a good thing for a lot of us, because I believe that they did change it to where it will include rideshare driving and things like that. So I'll keep you posted as we find out more. There's a little bit back and forth between the House and the Senate. So we'll see what happens. But that could be one step closer to getting a little bit more money in your pocket. Sergio, how's it going? What the heck is going on here?
I don't know. StreamYard, something happened.
What is this? We got Sergio and Sergio's evil brother. For those of you who didn't know, Sergio apparently has
I fixed it for you.
He's an evil twin.
I don't know. I just said, oops, something. StreamYard has been having issues, by the way. So, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, how you doing there, buddy?
I'm doing good. How you doing? So beware of the wounded warrior. My partner has a migraine going, so shut the F up, everyone.
A little bit. Hopefully the lights won't bother it, but we'll see.
Hey.
All right. Well, let's go in to see what we're going to be talking about today, because we got quite a lot. And that is, first off, why are Lyft's and Uber's external fees outpacing driving earnings? Uber and Lyft want to raise your acceptance rates. Professor Len Sherman's data, or Uber, who are you believing? And there's a poll out that you can vote on. Yes. We'll talk about that, though, then. Uber's advantage mode is coming to California, right in your neck of the woods, Mr. Avidian. So that means you'll be able to test it. Report back. We're also going to be talking about Uber's new surge maps, good and the bad. Friends and family trips, do them or pass. Then also Derek Hay on being behind the wheel at Uber. and then also his ex-Uber CEO and founder, Travis Kalanick, coming back to Uber. Then there's going to be some super chat shout outs, comments, and driver's corner, which is going to be the hidden cost crushing Uber driver earnings, which is vehicle ownership inflation. We got quite a bit to talk about. If you wouldn't mind kindly liking, sharing the show, we'd appreciate that. And if you'd like to help become or help support the channel, you can by becoming a member. And if you speak Spanish or somebody who does, check out the Rideshare Guy en Español. You can see everybody speaking in Spanish or listen to it. So if Spanish is your primary language, or if you just want to hear Sergio, myself, and everybody else, then you can go check that out in Espanol. And if you want more in-depth content from RSG, make sure you sign up for the free newsletter. Sergio has had two articles he just wrote that he said they are the creme de crop, and they are the best articles he's written in the 4 or 5 years that he has been here doing content for the Rideshare Guy. So if you want some heart and soul poured into those articles. Make sure you check those out by signing up for the free newsletter. And we're actually going to be talking about it. And the link for one of them is in the description. And that is talking about the hidden cost of crushing when it comes to driver earnings and vehicle ownership and all that good stuff. So, yes. And then not only that, we have our Behind the Wheel series where Sergio interviews you, drivers, and everybody out there. So make sure you are checking it out. And I see Sergio has gone again, so I don't know what is going on. But either way, yes, if you have a story, if you've been driving and want to share some stories when it comes to different things, make sure you check out Behind the Wheel. And also, if you'd like to become a participant and share your stuff, hit Sergio at therideshareguide.com, and you could potentially be a member of the Behind the Wheel series club fan base and fanatic. I don't know. Well, we got to come up with something for people who have been on it.
Yep. And if the StreamYard is going to keep doing this, then I might as well go out and you do the show, because this is the fourth time I got kicked off. I know it's not my internet, it's StreamYard, I'm pretty sure, but we never know. Anyway,
I don't know. I'm going to blame Spectrum.
Okay. Yeah, I have Spectrum like you do. And I'm looking at the bars. I have full bars, so I don't know. Behind the Wheel. Well, first, I agree with Chris. I've been with the Rideshare Guy for 6+ years now, initially writing articles mostly for the blog. And I'm biased, obviously. I like what I write and important stuff. But I think the last two that I wrote were probably in my top five of all time. And I used to write a couple a week. So I write less now, but I write better, I think. Well, please go check them out. I mean, it should resonate with you. And on Behind the Wheel, it's easy. You just email me, say, Serge, I got this going. I go, okay, I'll send you a Zoom link. You can say whatever the heck you want. You can even cuss if you like. We don't prefer it. But good, bad, whatever you have going, we want to amplify your voice. And I will send you the Zoom link. We'll have no restrictions. And we'll hop on and record.
I don't know what's going on with StreamYard or the internet or something, but either way, it seems like he's got
this. This is not going to work.
All right,
let me get go out and let me come back in. You just give me like a minute, because this is bullshit. This is, I don't know.
All right, I'm blaming user input error. So it's actually Sergio's problem, not anybody else's, not the computer, not the internet, not StreamYard, none of that. It's all on Sergio. Let's be real. Or this is the more nefarious thing. Uber got hold of his computer, and they're hitting the kill switch button that says, "Oh, you can't be on stream right now." So I don't know. We'll see what happens. But actually, yes, if you have an idea for the people who are on Behind the Wheel, I saw the Wheelers. But if you got something that is an idea for it, put it in the chat. Maybe that will be. What we call are people who were interviewed on the series. I don't know. So maybe we'll do it and open it up to the people. And yes, I think Sergio got hacked and some Uber secret intelligence is all over him. Definitely. What's going on? Yes, Uber definitely hacked Sergio. No lie. They want to see what he's doing on his computer. So they're like, we are hacking Sergio and we are going to make sure that he cannot participate in the live stream.
F Uber. So anyway, so I will see how it goes. I'm going to do my best. And
if you go out, just come back. Oh, there it is. I don't know if Sergio is going to be part of this show today. All right. Well, either way, I'm going to move on to our first topic instead of wasting everybody's time while we're trying to sort this out. Just got to love internet and bullshit problems. So let's move on. We're going to be talking about why are external fees outpacing driver earnings? What's going on here? So Sergio, if you're here for the moment, I know you took these couple of screenshots from Lelius. So if you wanted to explain what's going on.
Yeah. So we're going to do Lelius's corner too now on top of Matt's corner. And So he was going, he tweeted this, and I thought this was worthy because a lot of people complain about this these days. And in LA, I'm in LA as well. I didn't put that as a topic, Chris, but we should talk a little bit about the big weekend coming up, 4th of July, and give a little tips and tricks of how to be successful on the 4th. Because I think it's going to be probably bigger than... I think it's going to be bigger than New Year's and bigger than...
Don't drive and go enjoy the fireworks instead of ripping your hair out because Uber is sending you a ride that is giving you 28 cents a mile.
No, I'm going to I downloaded actually already the GigU app, and I'm going to cherry pick, my man.
All right.
In LA, we have officially reached the point where external fees, Lyft, you're listening, the Hocus Pocus 70-30 split, are actually starting to outpace earnings. Where is the breaking point? Good question. Lelius shows up at Drivers Coast to Coast. I show up. I was there yesterday. Every Monday, I think it's at 4 p.m. Shout out to Drivers Coast to Coast, Matt and the crew and Lynn. So here they are. Look at these earnings, Chris. So your earnings, $410. Estimated external commercial expenses or external expenses, $430. Hmm. How's that going?
Hmm.
Isn't that interesting? Hmm. Now, when you see that and, you know, you just go, if there is no Hocus Pocus in there, right? I mean, a lot.
There goes Sergio. He's already getting ready for the 4th of July. He's not going driving. He's going to be sitting watching the fireworks from his house. Don't let him fool you.
Okay. Well, you know, you were asking me to do the show because you had a migraine. Now you may have to do the show. This is bullshit. I don't know what to do. You want me to go back out to restart the computer? Or because I don't know what it is, by the way. I can't diagnose it.
Well, let's. Why don't you finish up this part, and then we can. If you want to do that, we can.
Yeah, because I want to definitely do Dara's interview part because we have a common theme going on there. Okay, Dara had an interview on CBS, but anyway, let's go back to this one. How are you guys doing? Like in your cities, this is LA. So Lyft complains that LA or California, before even a passenger gets in the car, Jeremy was on our show, Jeremy Bird from Lyft. He said before a passenger even gets in the car, it costs Lyft $8. He said that. It was on the show. It's on record. So What is happening, right? If your external expenses, which, by the way, the Lyft 70-30 split is after external expenses, which makes a huge difference. So if in this case, external expenses were $430 and your earnings were $410, imagine if the external expenses were only 100, Chris, or 150 or 200, maybe 50% of the earnings, right? Your earnings would be a lot higher. So Lyft, that 70-30 split after external expenses, while you can juggle that number.
Well, that one, that's Uber though. So the one where he's got the 410 and it's 429. If you look over on the next one there, which is kind of like the middle side, that is the 153 where he made 304. And then you look down below that. So passenger payments was 304. The estimated external fees were 153 out of the passenger payments. So that's 50% right there. So you want to talk about 50%. There it is. Lyft said that he made on those seven rides he gave. Mm-hmm. Only $8.04.
Well, that's the thing. See, on Lyft, those two line items almost are interchangeable, right? The higher the estimated external expenses are, the lower the Lyft fee is. So this is one way of them making it or saying it that, oh, we're not making that much money. Like our take rate is 20%. That was the whole contention in Len's article as well, right? That he goes, you know, Uber goes, yeah, after external expenses, we only make 20%. But then we don't know what these external expenses are. We just don't know. And it's not good enough for them to say, we're Uber, we're Lyft, just trust us. I don't. There is no trust left. So something to be questioned. Although those numbers that he put up individually, if you look at it, Lelius's numbers, $196 in 2 hours and 34 book time. which is 70 bucks per active hour. This is what cherry picking does, folks. This is what not accepting everything does for you. 96.32 booked miles, almost $2 a mile, just exactly $2 a mile. Pure profit. He drives an EV on top of that. Tips were okay. And, you know, that's how you be a profitable.
That's how you become a profitable driver, is what Sergio was going to say. I don't know if he might do a hard reset. And if he doesn't, hopefully he does. But either way, yeah. So let's go look back. I'm going to tell Sergio, do a hard reset. Okay.
Okay.
All right. We'll see in a few.
Okay.
All right. So going back to what Lilius had here.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
So yes, if you look at the overall earnings, he had his earnings were 410. Government taxes, third party fees, and regulatory related charges is $60.66. So it's nice to see them actually pulling that out instead of just lumping it all together and estimated commercial auto insurance, which is ridiculous because it's 429. But the problem is in California, you absolutely have ridiculous commercial insurance rates. Now, Uber should be getting a hell of a break when it comes to the amount of rides that they're doing, turnover and all that. But the problem is there's still issues in that. So no matter what, insurance is out of control. Should it be that far out of control? I don't know. I mean, if you're a profitable driver, does it matter what the passenger pays? I mean, I think still people are going to look at that and say, look, I only made $410. Customers were charged $1,100. I should have been making a lot more than just the $410. So, I think that reality is something that we all look at. We look at exactly what we made versus what the passenger paid. All the other shit doesn't really matter. Uber and Lyft both want to put this out there saying, oh, there's all these different things that we have to deal with. And we're really not making that much. Look, we only made $194. That's it. You made $410. We only made $194. That's only 17.4%. That's it. But the reality is that, I mean, we don't look at it that way. They can do it until they're blue in the face. If you think that they're, if you think that these breakdowns are good, so you can say, oh, I mean, I get government taxes, third party fees, all that, because you got credit card processing. So they're going to take that out. You got, you know, taxes on top of that, airport fees, whatever fee might be, a pickup fee if it's at a specific area. Those types of things you can't look at, I would put above, like kind of like tipping when it comes to the ride. But depending on what you think, everybody looks at it that particular way. How much did the rider pay? How much do I make? And why am I making 30%, 40% of what the total passenger paid? So I think that's what it comes down to.
Yep. Whatever you said.
Well, yeah, I was talking about how it went from how they're breaking it down to make it seem like it's not really. Okay. Sergio, you're gone. Bye. All right. Well, I guess let's move on. Where are we? All right. Next topic, Uber and Lyft want you to raise your acceptance rates. So this is Matt's Corner. Matt, if you're here, I'm not sure. But if you are here, we are highlighting your comment right now. And that is something that he posted about Lyft. It's saying more pickups, more earnings. Sergio says, I don't know what to do. Don't worry about it. If you're on, don't worry about it. Yes, it says more pickups equal more earnings. You accepted fewer rides than most drivers in your city this week. Increasing your acceptance rate can help us boost our earnings. Increasing your acceptance rate can help boost earnings. Huh. Well, yeah, I mean, ideally, yes, that is true. if you accept more rides, you are going to open yourself up to taking more. But, you know, if you're going from, say, a specific time frame, so let's say you're going from 7 to 7 and you got a hard cut, if they're just sending you crap to get your wheels to turn, you know, you don't want to be unprofitable. You still have to be profitable. So, yeah, if you are cherry picking and that's what they're going after, they're going after cherry picking. Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't accept as many rides this week. So you could have boost your earnings. In reality, you can boost their earnings or get people out there. So, yes, this is what's going on. People are seeing this. So if you're cherry picking, you might get this note. Did you get this note? Let us know. Yes, you get more pickups, more earnings. And then Lynn also got that. She got that award too. So that was a great notification. And then I like the little comment underneath that says, every driver should strive for this most prestigious award. So yes, that is what you may be seeing, because they want you to get your acceptance rate up, because, well, we all said if they don't accept, or if drivers aren't accepting rides, it's on us. We're pricing it wrong. Dara said that straight from his mouth. So more pickups equals more earnings.
I'll just go in and out. That's what I'll do. Called in and out burger.
Okay. Did you have anything? Oh, never mind. All right. Well, I'm just going to continue on. And, you know, if he comes in, then he can. Sergio.
Yeah.
Put your phone in, and when you would get kicked off, because I'm just going to keep going. I'm not going to, we're not going to, you just jump in when you can.
Oh, I can do it on my phone.
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
If I can, let me see. How do I grab the link for StreamYard? Go to StreamYard?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see if I can do it. Yeah, this is something definitely wrong with StreamYard. It's definitely not my browser. It's not my internet. I did a live stream today. Nothing went wrong. I'll continue. Let's go. Yeah, let's see if I can.
All right. Yeah. Well, Matt's Corner, we just finished up talking more pickups, more earnings, accepting fewer rides than most drivers. Increasing your acceptance rate can boost our earnings from Lyft. What do you got to say?
Yeah, well, they're sending that out now. Oh, you're not accepting enough trips. And... you know, you should accept more if you want to make more money. And I'm going like, no, we're doing fine. Thank you. We don't need to accept garbage. And that's a new thing. The nudge, you know, they nudge you. Just do more trips.
Yeah, it's a little psychological trick that they're trying to do, saying, oh, you could earn more. But the reality is, if you are cherry picking properly, because you know your costs and you know what your expenses are for every single mile that you drive, and you do the quick math to see if it's worth it or not for you, and you say, okay, 8 out of 12 rides were not worth it for me. Yeah, I could have taken it. I could have earned more according to your app, but overall, I would have actually made less, because the amount of miles that I would have had to put on my car would have exceeded the actual break-even point of what I had made earlier. So, yeah, your profit would be less if you did it that way. So, yeah, you might look like you make more money for coming from the app, but the reality is, you know, you got to take into account all the expenses. Uber and Lyft's rising costs, apparently they don't understand that drivers' rising costs are happening as well, too. So,
well, that's exactly what we were going to talk about. That's one of the first article that dropped this week, last week, was exactly about that, you know, the hidden costs. I have good news about that, by the way. I was just talking to the folks at GigU this morning. I had a really nice Zoom call. They are coming up with an amazing earnings calculator with amazing tool. I mean, that's something that we wanted to do, Chris, for 3 years. And it's going to be free. It's going to be free. And I'm telling you, guys, gals, people, if you don't use that tool, and it has toggle switches. You can move the toggle switch around to see, you know, you can put all your variable costs, all your fixed costs. It's amazing. It's an absolutely amazing tool. So it's going to be ready, hopefully, by the end.
And there goes Sergio. Yes, so apparently they're coming out with something, and it'll be coming out very soon. But yeah,
it's going to be available by the end of this week, as I was saying. So there you go.
All right. Awesome. Well, that is definitely going to be helping a lot of drivers figure out. And I think one of the big things, too, is a lot of drivers, if they haven't figured out their costs and they use that tool to actually figure it out, because a lot of drivers will just be like, oh, it's 70 cents because of the IRS or something. when in fact that's not actually the case. But the simple reality is, I think more drivers are going to be like, oh, wow, okay, I didn't realize that was the actual cost. And then you look at what you've been accepting, and you might think twice about what you were accepting.
Yeah, for sure. So wait for that tool. We'll announce
tool it. Is coming from GigU.
Huh?
Somebody put what tool?
Yeah,
it's coming out.
It's not just a cost calculator. It's also
I don't know. I didn't have the meeting with them, so I'm not sure. But I know they're coming out with that. So with that being said, I'm going to move on. Sergio can jump in and talk about something else later. But we are going to be talking about last week. We had Professor Len Sherman on talking about his findings when it came to the data and how upfront fares completely changed Uber and Lyft when it came to them, scraping by, just trying to get some money and then taking off and becoming the juggernaut that they are. So if you have not watched that video yet, it just come out yesterday for just the standalone, or you can watch the whole live from Show Me the Money Club last week. Either way, if you haven't checked it out, make sure you do. Link is going to be in the description for the particular video that I'm talking about, so you can see. And of course, Uber had a little response that they had to say, and called Len's work wildly misleading. I didn't know data and analysis was wildly misleading, but I digress. So when it comes to what happened, we want to know, when it comes to a poll, who do you believe? Do you believe Professor Len Sherman and his data, or do you believe Uber? And just to reiterate what Uber's response was, we're going to read it. So Mr. Sherman's claims are wildly misleading based on just one driver story and a lot of leaps. No one knows better than the rideshare guy audience that there are more than 8 million drivers and delivery people using Uber, many who make their data public. And yet Sherman chose to base his findings on the story of just one. The idea of upfront pricing is some secret playbook for deception is fiction, not fact. Uber's pricing is about giving both sides of the marketplace transparency, not hiding the ball. I completely disagree. And I will tell you why. Because, okay, Len went in deep depth when it came to one driver. Yes. But at the same time, Oxford just came out with a study, which we posted a video about that and talked about that on a previous episode of Show Me the Money as well. And it basically came out and said very similar findings when it came to upfront fares completely changed the game. They could price the ride at any particular rate. It didn't matter. You had a rate card prior to upfront fares. And in some markets, a few remaining markets still have that particular rate card. So you are paid on a per mile and per minute basis. You know what it is going to be for the particular ride. When it comes to this opaque algorithm, they claim it's more transparent, but in reality, it is not. Because they can just say, oh, well, today we are going to charge you this for a rider, and we're going to pay you this for a driver. So we're going to give you X and Y when it comes down to it. And that's the real problem. So I could be charged $22 for a 4.5 mile trip from my house to the grocery store, which that's what Uber quoted me. Why would it cost me $22 on a nothing day? There's no surge in the area either, unless there's that hidden surge. Who knows what was going on there? It was $66 on Lyft at the same exact time. I don't know, but for 4.5 miles. So you're talking about $4+ per mile when it comes to what you have to pay as a passenger. And on the flip side, driver would probably get paid, I'm going to say $4 to $5 on that ride, maybe, if you're lucky. So yeah, they're able to completely opaque the whole thing. And they say it's more transparent because you see where you're going, where your pickup is, and how much you're making. That's the transparency. But what goes behind that, what goes into how they're calculating your particular fare, is completely different. And, Surge, I mean, just take a look at Surge. You see the dollar amount that's added. You say, oh, I'm going to make $3 extra on this ride. I'm going to make $20 extra on this ride. That's what you see. But the reality is the algorithm is adjusting the base fare downward. So instead of actually getting that $3 or $20, you might be getting $1.75 or $14 in addition to it, if you're even that lucky. So yeah, there's a little bit of problems there. But when it comes down to Uber's response, again, the study at Oxford pretty much showed the exact same thing, and they were looking at more drivers' data. Not only that, we also highlighted Gridwise's data, talking about how upfront fares had changed the game for Uber and Lyft. So now we're talking about millions of data points, not just one driver. He went more in depth on one driver, but he was looking at multiple drivers and really kind of saw the same thing. So yeah, there's a lot of issues there when it comes down to it. But we want to know, what do you think? So we have a poll out there that we just posted here on the Rideshare Guy. So if you're on our YouTube channel, even if you're not watching on the YouTube channel, make sure you head over to the YouTube channel, go to posts and check out the poll there. Basically, it says, who do you believe? Len Sherman and his data or Uber's response? And then, you know, you can comment your thoughts below on that. So I want to know, Sergio wants to know, I'm sure Len wants to know. He's kind of dived into it because he made this little thing on, there it is. He made this little thing on AI with a wildly misleading storyteller. So he's embracing it and taking it with a full stride. So Len, if you're watching, you know, piss off Uber a little more. It's kind of funny. But yeah, we want to know what your thoughts are. So enjoy taking part in that poll. I'm sure I already know what people are going to put. And I'm going to actually refresh that. Let's see what we got. Currently, we have 19 votes. So come on, people. There's a lot of people watching. There's a few hundred people watching. So let's get that poll up there a little bit more. But not.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
19 votes. And 100% said Len Sherman's data and analysis. All right. I have a feeling that that's going to be pretty much right at that point. But yes, I want to know what you guys are going to say. So make sure you check that out and participate in that poll. Now, with that being said, we are going to go to the next topic. And that is going to be about advantage mode. Now, this was more Sergio because he is in California. It's coming to him. In fact, this was his screenshots. So it is not just coming to parts of LA, or I'm sorry, parts of California, but it's also coming to places like LA. So we're seeing it roll out into more areas. I'm sure all of California will probably be getting it. So if you're in California, you're probably getting it. If you're in other markets, you'll probably be seeing something like this very soon. The only difference is in California, you cannot do any discrimination based on acceptance rate. So acceptance rate is not part of what is going on in California for advantage versus standard. In other parts of the country, acceptance rate is at 25%. So you have to have at least a 25% acceptance rate in order for advantage mode, which claims they're going to pay you 5% more. So yes, I'm not sure what Sergio is going to be talking about this, how he was going to be testing it, but I know he's going to be testing it and seeing, is it going to be better? Are you making 5% more? Are their claims true? We did do a test once before, and it was 5%. There was a little bit of discrepancy, but we'd have to do more testing in order to figure it out. So yes, advantage mode is coming. If you don't know what advantage mode is, basically, if you are in advantage mode, you can get 5% more earnings per trip on UberX and non-premium ride types. You get more exclusive ride requests. If you are a standard driver, you get more trip radar. And then also you get priority for trip radar matching at airports. So that is a little bit of a new one there. And how to qualify for advantage. Again, this is going to be in California only. You need to have a cancellation rate of 8% or less, a star rating of at least 4.85, and a driving insight score of 75 or more. And that's the CMT score that everybody has. So yes, basically advantage standard is coming to parts of California, or all of California, which will be pretty interesting. So we'll be able to test it a little bit more, give you a little bit more information. Yes, 5% of nothing is nothing. You're right. Advantage mode and standard mode, just more psychological warfare. Absolutely. And the reason is because it started with the 25% acceptance rate, plus the cancellation rate of being 8% or less, the star rating, and the CMT score. I can understand parts of the CMT score being into it because they want to give drivers who actually are driving better than non-good drivers when it comes down to insurance. So Unfortunately, insurance runs everything. I'll give you a story. When it comes to a playground, if you grew up, you may know of the wooden playgrounds. And if you know of the wooden playgrounds, put one into the chat. But yes, wooden playgrounds were all over the place when I was growing up. And they were a lot of fun. You could go in, you'd hide, you just had a lot of fun. Now you look at playgrounds and they suck compared to the wooden playgrounds. But unfortunately, most of them were all gone. Why? Because of insurance. It was not because they wanted to take them out. It was because insurance said, we don't want you to have this here anymore. You have to get a different type of playground. So that's the reason why they actually went away. Now, I did find one still around, but they were talking about how in a couple of years they have to replace it as well because insurance is not going to be doing that. So insurance rules a lot of things beyond what you think. So if you're at an event and there's something going on and they say no, whatever it might be, likely it's not actually a rule of the venue, but it's a rule of the insurance. So insurance is a big problem. But yeah, when it comes to commercial insurance and all this stuff, we already know the problem. So if you're in Florida, if you're in California, if you're in New York, if you're in other high area states, when it comes to insurance rates and all those things, yes, that is a massive part. So when it comes to the CMT score, I can understand completely that drivers may want to be driving better so you can get more better rides, because Uber could and Lyft could potentially look at those and say, look, you aren't driving as good. We think you are more of a liability on the road than somebody who drives better. So yeah, I mean, something like that, I think is fine. When it comes to the acceptance rate, though, obviously not in California, but in other parts of the country, the acceptance rate is because Uber and Lyft have a massive acceptance rate problem. We've talked about it. I talk about it all the time on here. And that is that they are not pricing rides right. Why? Because they are lowering the pay. We showed that last week on Lens data, how it's actually trending downward. We've seen that in Gridwise. We've seen that in Oxford. Actually, there was a story that I just posted on X the other day talking about how a couple of drivers in Killeen, Texas have seen their income drop by 50% when it comes to Uber and Lyft. So yes, this is not something that's just happening randomly, the edge cases that they're calling, but it's actually happening to everybody. I mean, everybody on here is seeing that. So the acceptance rate, it's because drivers are looking at the rides coming in and saying, I'm not taking this bullshit. This is not going to get my wheels turning. I'm going to wait until something else comes. So yeah, that's the problem. A lot of drivers, especially you guys who are watching, know exactly what's going on. Now, there are a few people who are watching that have high acceptance rates and it works in your area. Great. Awesome. But for the most drivers out there, you have to cherry pick because you're in a market or an area that you have to actually cherry pick in. So yes, that is one of the things that you're trying to do, the psychological tricks, because everything is a psychological trick to become a cog in the wheel, where we just say what you're going to get paid, you're going to go do it, you're going to accept it without question, and you're going to continue on in the ant farm that we've produced. And that's exactly what they're trying to do. So that is part of the problem when it comes to advantage versus standard. And it's, as somebody had said, 5% of what is what, especially if they're going to adjust the base fare. But when Sergio's here, he's going to test it out, and we're going to test to see if it's really a 5% difference. So I'm looking forward to that.
Are we talking about the just advantage versus standard?
Yeah, I just finished that.
Okay, yeah, it showed
up. So if you had anything before you wanted to talk about that, then.
Yeah, it just showed up in my backyard now, and we're definitely going to test it now because they had brought it to everywhere except L.A. County. Now it's in L.A. County, and we'll see. We're going to look at it. Not only we're going to look at it, what we're going to do, though, is – you know, there is a distinct difference between California advantage versus standard as opposed to other states. Yeah. In those states that have an acceptance rate threshold as well as a cancellation rate threshold or a you know, whatever limit you want to call it, in California, we don't have that because of Prop 22. Under Prop 22, they cannot tell us to, you know, accept certain amount of trips. So we'll see. I'm definitely going to test it, and it'll be easier for us to test now, right? Advantage versus standard. Plenty of drivers in LA that are willing and able to do so. So Uber, here comes the test.
Oh, they love our tests. All right, let's move on. Let's talk about something that they're now doing too. They're updating the surge maps. become more transparent.
Hi, Sergio. Hi, Sergio. Right before 4th of July, look what we did, Serge. Hey, first of all, there's a good in this, okay? There really is. There really is a good in this, okay? You know what it is? You know what it is?
No more gray clouds of doom?
Yes. So maybe.
Well, there goes Sergio. All right. Yes, so they are changing the search maps. You may have seen this in your apps already. I have not. Mine has not changed. It's still the old. It shows you basically the dollar amounts. But yes, what is changing is they're going from the gray clouds of doom with the little plus signs and the little dollar signs to say, ooh, it's a little busy here, but there's no surge. They're changing that. So now the surge that you and I all love and know because of the colors, the red, it's bleeding red. We love that. No, that's the gray clouds of doom now. So they're just changing it as, again, another psychological trick to try to trick you into saying, oh, it's hot in that part of the market. I got to go there. I got to go. And they're taking away some of that surge to show you. So, you might not see some surge dollar amounts unless it's like really high. And then they're going to give you the dollar amounts.
Well, they changed. So doom and gloom, depressing gray clouds are gone. However, they replaced those clouds with the surge colors, with the previous surge colors. So don't get fooled. This is not surge. When you see red, orange, all these different colors, this is not surge. Do not go there. Okay. Obviously, they have the three, what do you call that? The sergeant, you know, is it three lines, three bars, the sergeant? They have those. Right? Yeah. So don't go there. But what they have done is they have gone the lift way, because lift surge is purple and pink. And now the surge is just going to be in purple. And not only is it just going to be in purple, but now you have a hexagon kind of a setup, right? On the next screenshots, you guys will see it. So this is not replacing surge. All this is doing is something called ETR in Uber's world. ETR is called expected time for request. So that's how the darker the red, that means your expected time for a request is going to be less. So don't get fooled, folks. This is not replacing surge. Surge is still surge, but the color is purple now. Get used to it. So on the next screenshot, I'll move it over if you want. So this is how it's going to look like. Surge is shown in purple with dollar values, just like before. Nothing has changed. And on the right, you guys can see wait times are color-coded now. That's ETR. And so I did take a picture of a surge.
And he disappeared. So I'm not sure where he was going to go with that. But yes, surge is shown in purple with dollar values, pink purple. So they're kind of going to change it. I bet if you get really high ones, it's going to be like a gray cloud of doom. So they're just going to flip the inverse. It's kind of like when you look at the temperature map for your area, and let's say it's winter, you see like lows and blues and craps, and you're like, ah, come on. And then you see the yellows and the oranges and the reds, and you're like, yeah, it's gonna be warm. That's like surge, man. That's exactly what it is. I want that red bleeding map. I want to see $25 plus surge. But no, now it's gonna be purple crap.
Yeah, but purple
surge. Come on, man. I don't know. But either way. Wait times are now color-coded, so colors show where drivers have been experiencing the shortest wait times in red, orange, then yellow. So drivers are earning higher than the average compared to other parts of the state.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yes, so it's essentially just the gray clouds of doom. So here is what it looks like, his screenshots that he had. You got all the red instead of the gray clouds of doom, and your surge zones are the 575 in purple there, and it's going to be different shades. So yes, get used to that. What it looks like, how fun. But I did notice something on this. Do you remember back in 2016 when they were like that time frame when they were showing surge maps on, and you would have the little hexagon? He disappeared. Well, if you guys have been driving since like that time frame, before they changed it to the maps, if you remember that where they had the little hexagon, that's exactly what it looks like they have right here. So if you look at his screenshots, all of those little areas, how they are, it's all hexagon. So it's kind of interesting to see that come back. So I don't know if that's where they've been. But yeah, it's kind of interesting because we showed Matt's surge zone the other day and how it was like in his house, there was nothing, but he walked out on his front yard and there it was. And the way it was shaped, it was much different. But yeah, you look at this, this is more that hex that it used to be back, back in the day, way back when, 2016, 2017, before they changed that.
Yeah. You remember that surge? Yeah, I know. I do remember that. But, you know, that was, you know, the most important thing for me here, you know, this driver actually sent me this, the old surge map with the colors to color, and then the new one. The one on the right is not surge, folks. It's the new ETR map. The one on the left is the old map of surge with the same colors. So, look, I'm not going to, I mean, should we say it's a trickery?
I am going to say 100% it's a trickery. Why? Because here's the thing. Let's take a look at how many drivers there are. Uber said the rideshare guy audience knows how many millions of drivers there are out there. You're right.
Bro, 163 fucking shows and today this happens?
Well, either way.
I don't even know how to fix it. I don't know what to do. Somebody says something on the chat. I don't know what to do. Honestly, you're the tech guy. What am I supposed to do?
I have no idea. I don't know.
It's not my browser. It's not my internet. What could it be? Is it StreamYard? I don't know what the fuck is going on, honestly.
I don't know. I think Uber literally hacked into your computer and is hitting the kill switch right now.
Good for them. So,
but anyway. Yes, what I think this is, it's 100% a trick and it's a psychological move because, again, you look at, as I mentioned, the temperature map earlier, you're happy.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
To see those reds and that, especially if you like the summer. If you don't like the summer, then you're not with me on this. But it's a psychological thing. So when it comes down to it, we said the surge zone is bleeding. It's hot. It's going for since surge began. You know, it was always reds. It was yellows. It was oranges. You knew exactly what it was, and the redder it was, the more surge was there. It was bleeding red, and you loved it. And so now for the millions of drivers that don't necessarily watch this show or know about the rideshare guy or anything like that, they're going to see this and they're going to open up their apps and they're going to say, holy crap, it's bleeding red out there. It's busy as hell. I'm going to get out there and I'm going to make some money because they think it's surge. They don't understand that this is a psychological trick that they are playing to make it seem like it's much different than what it is. So why would you color code change to purple when it comes to surge versus keeping those gray clouds of doom knowing it's just nothing? Pretend it's busy, but then they flip it and saying, no, we're going to give the surge colors to the gray clouds of doom now and then change the surge colors. So it's going to throw everybody off. That is 100% trickery.
You think so? Well, I haven't spoken to them about this, so I'm actually looking forward to talk to them about this. You know, first I was like, okay, cool. I mean, I immediately understood it, but I think a lot of drivers who don't understand it are going to get tricked by this for sure. Lyft has kept the same thing, so that's a comparison. And folks, don't get fooled.
The thing is, though, Lyft never had the heat map, they call it.
Yeah, well, no, they didn't have that. You know, so Uber is going from gray to surge colors. New surge is purple. Look for purple. Don't look for orange or red or bright red or whatever. Especially now that 4th of July is coming up. This is going to be important, folks, because the whole map is going to be red. You're going to think, oh, shit, there's surge. Nope. Look, the difference, the way you train your eyes is the one on the left is the old surge map with the same identical colors, except it has dollar signs. The one on the right is the new one. It has no dollar signs. It's not hidden. It could be hidden surge, too, by the way. So look, be on the lookout for that. The one on the right is the ETR map, not the surge map. Now, is this going to give him a chance to take more surge. I don't know. Take more share of the surge. I don't know. We have to actually, this is a perfect weekend to drive and test this out, Chris.
And, well, I don't think they're gonna change the amount of surge that they're taking. I think what it's gonna end up happening is they're gonna get a lot of drivers out that open up their apps and say, whoa, it's busy out there. Understanding and realizing that they completely changed the colors on them to take advantage of that. That is 100% taking advantage. And then, you know, now they're making this map look absolutely ridiculous with these up arrows and two or three or one, and then the timing next to it. Like, that's all information that is meaningless to be true. You want to know where the surge zones are, and you want to know, hey, is this place going to be busy? Is, you know, where I'm going when I drop this person off, is it going to be surging there? Those types of things. So the problem is, I think what this is going to end up doing is going to get a lot of drivers who just maybe look at the app and say, "Ugh, there's nothing really going on. I'm not going to go on." Versus, "Holy crap! I don't know what's going on here. It's insane." So they go on, and then, you know, we all know there's surge chasers out there, and as they're continually being reshuffled and all that, that's what's going to end up happening. They're going to reshuffle, and then the surge zone is just going to stay the heat map that it is instead of actually providing surge. So I think what they're going to do is probably try to eliminate surge as best they can by redistributing drivers thinking they're going to go get surge when in fact they're not really going to.
Yep, I agree.
All right, well, let's move on. Let's talk about another topic, and that is friends and family. Friends and family trip discounts, the ones that happen off app, the ones that you say, hey, give me a little cheddar for that. And that's what's going on. So
yeah, I saw this. Saw this tweet, actually. This was, and I tweeted it out with the article.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, he tweeted it out with the article. I did not see this tweet. And it's funny because I came across a Reddit post that said the same exact thing. So I posted something. Yeah. And saying, hey, who's seeing this? And so it seems that this is happening pretty much all over. And it's where passengers are saying, hey, we want to do this ride off app. So can you cancel the ride? And then we'll pay you cash. That's what's going on. It's kind of wild.
Yeah. So the article was for motor1.com. Looks like we both winning, says the Lyft customer gets charged $80 for the ride. Then she asked for her driver what he or she was making. And he said $20, and they cut the deal and they went on their merry way. Everybody saved. Everybody won. A lot of this is going on. And then I don't condemn the drivers or the riders, because both sides of the marketplace are getting screwed these days, and they're figuring out this is what's happening now. If you're going to do a friends and family trip, I am not condemning you. I'm not condoning it either, unless you have the proper insurance coverage. I'm telling you guys can do all these trips you want. If you have nothing to protect, if you don't have a house, if you don't.
All right, I'll step in. Yes, if you don't have something to protect, if you got assets, then make sure that you have the proper insurance. Make sure you have the proper licensing. Make sure you're registered to take private rides. Every area is different. Don't ask Sergio or myself how you can do that. You have to look it up for yourself. But honestly, if you want to do private rides and you have the means to, the ability to, and you can do the proper steps in order to be able to take private rides, this is going to be a perfect opportunity for you right now, because, they're stretching both sides. They're burning the candle at both ends. So that means, it's only a matter of time before it breaks and passengers are starting to get pissed off. So I've seen that. Like I said, I posted something on my ex that was on Reddit, that I saw that is completely different than this particular article, that Sergio had posted, but yeah, it's happening. What are you guys seeing? Are you seeing people asking you to do cash rides from passenger standpoint? And then what are you doing? Unfortunately, because Uber and Lyft are charging riders so much, they're getting pissed off. They're not using it, but they still have to get around some way or the other. So they're like, hey, we'll give you a little bit of cash. And as Sergio said, I don't condone the behavior, and I don't say it's not something you shouldn't do. I think you guys need to know, all of the information. First and foremost, you need to be regulated. It. There's a lot of regulation when it comes down to private rides. You need to make sure that you follow suit with that. You need to have the proper commercial insurance in order to be able to do that. And also, you know, if you get into an accident and you're just saying, hey, I'm going to give you this cash ride, if they're going to be the first ones that sue you.
Yep. And your coverage is not enough. Your personal insurance is not going to cover that. So all I'm saying to you guys is, listen, I'm not against it. And I tweeted it out. This is happening all over the country. It is. I don't blame the riders and drivers for getting rid of brokers, Uber and Lyft. This is the result of the algorithmic war TNCs have waged on both sides of the marketplace. However, buyer beware. Why buyer beware? If you're a rider and if you're going to cut a deal, yes, for that 99 out of 100, nothing may happen. But if it happens once, yeah, and you don't have the proper coverage, you know, you're on your own. And it's going to be bad. And on this topic, by the way, there were 4,000 comments, Chris, 4,000. And a lot of people, and I had put it on the screenshot, a lot of people, a lot of riders and drivers commented on it. And they said, yeah, we're doing them because riders getting charged 80 and Lyft and Uber paying me 20 right there. Comments are here. Oh, my God. Be spending over 200 a week on Uber for no reason. Well, no, there is a reason because you're covered with insurance. And a lot of the riders don't know, by the way. And since the driver is not going to divulge that information saying that, oh, by the way, I don't have commercial insurance if we get in a crash, then nobody's going to say anything like that. And your personal insurance is not going to cover you. And God forbid you get in a crash and then you know how litigious society we are, they're going to sue you. And this is why we're pushing Waymo, blah, blah, blah. Me and my homegirl did this on vacation once, ended up a private driver for the entire trip. There you go. As a Lyft driver, we appreciate customers like you. Well, like, you know, 4,000 people chimed in and they all agreed and said, hey, we're going to do private trips because we're not making enough as drivers. And the riders are saying, well, yeah, we're going to save some money because we're doing the same trip, point A to point B. Nothing is changing. But then the best friend and family behind your on the back seat is going to be your worst enemy. Again, one out of 1,000 happens. All it has to happen is once. If you have anything to protect, do it properly. If you don't have anything to protect, you're desperate, you know, you want to make more money, I'm
yep. If you want to make more money, then make sure you do it. But simple answer is, if you want to do it the right way, you can make a lot. I know Mike Smith, he's in the chat all the time, always talking about private rides, take out the middleman. I know other drivers that are doing that. And again, they're all ready to go. They can do exactly what they need to do when it comes to being able to have those insurance being regulated, all that. Unfortunately, there is regulation that comes down to it. But again, it's more to protect you and the passenger that gets into your car at the same time. And then, you know, yeah, you cut out the middleman and you make a little bit more, they pay a little bit less. Everybody's happy in the end. And yeah, I think right now, because Uber and Lyft have gone full-fledged crazy when it comes to pricing algorithms for the passenger side, I think this could be a very, very lucrative time for a lot of drivers out there who actually want to take private rides and do it the right way and make it a business for themselves. Because yeah, you could definitely hit up a lot of people from that. Hey, how much did you pay for this? You know, we give private rides. If you'd like to potentially, you know, be or if you need or in need of a driver, you know what? Hey, let me know.
I agree with Daniel. 100%. Uber and Lyft are actually lobbying very hard on reducing uninsured motorist coverage in a lot of states. And you're even sending emails to riders and drivers saying, oh, help us lower the cost. I'm like, if they do lower the cost, you think they're going to pass it on to you? No, they're not going to pass it on to you. So, yeah, I you know, again, if you want to do it, do it. If you want to poach. I'm not going to say not to do it, but I'm also going to say, you know, cross your T's, dot your I's. Otherwise, 1 in 100, 1 in 1,000, you're in deep shit.
But that's why I say, make sure you have everything and then that way you don't have to worry about it. Now, it's actually kind of funny because there was a video that came out from the NFTA, which is Niagara Frontier Transit Authority, which is what's all around Buffalo. So it was at the Buffalo airport and it was a cop, an NFTA cop. And he's like, now, don't ever let your driver tell you to do a cash ride because there's been a lot of disappearings.
Oh, I sent that to you. Yeah.
No, but I saw that already. I already posted on X. about it with my thoughts. So I'm like, first of all, the reality of a driver saying that's coming through the app and saying, hey, I want to do a cash ride, the potential of that being a disappearing time is extremely next to zero. It's like infinitesimally small because there are actually drivers who are on the platform. They just are sick and tired of what Uber and Lyft's antics are. So they're trying to make it seem like you're going to be kidnapped and you're going to be human trafficked and all that. And it's like, no, that's not reality. So they're actually using authority to come up with this bullshit. Now, yes, if somebody just is right there and you get into their car and they're not associated with Uber or Lyft or just anything, and they're like, hey, I'll give you a ride. Yeah, the chances are going to go up at that point for a disappearing act to happen. But the reality is, no. What they said, and please go check out, go on my X and check out that video. You got to scroll down a little bit, but check out the video and then read my response. The reality is, if you are doing cash rides from the airport, they're not getting the airport fee. And the amount of airport rides that they're doing on a daily basis can be substantial. So they would be losing quite a bit of money, which I'm assuming is happening because they're saying, hey, we'll do cash rides. And then you're getting other people who are probably coming nearby and saying, hey, we're going to do cash rides too. But yes, absolutely hilarious when I saw that. And again, just to wrap up, you want to do private rides. I think this is a fantastic time for you to be able to market yourself and do that because, you know, their pricing is so ridiculous when it comes to passenger side pricing. And then the pay for drivers is absolutely appalling. So yeah, hey, if you like driving, you like making your own schedules and you have a bunch of clients, you could probably make quite a bit more money than you were if you were just using Uber and Lyft. Basically, we've heard it from Jeff, who is a fan of the show. I don't know if he's here. I haven't seen him, but we heard him from Jeff. You know, Uber and Lyft are your collection agency. They just give you the riders, and you just have to, you know, poach them and let them know and, you know, convert them. So they do half the work. You do. You just say, here you go. Thanks. So.
Whatever he said.
All right, well, we're going to move on to our next topic, and that is the DK interview. Was this the same one? I don't know.
This is brand new. This is brand new. Okay, so yeah. This came actually.
This is not the one that he said that earner or that.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Drivers are pay is higher, so that's why passenger pay. No,
that's the one. That's the one. Yeah, that's the one.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's the one. So this was on Sunday, came out. I urge all of you, I don't give a shit how many times I get cut off. I have to finish this for bit.
And there it is. I don't know what Sergio had planned for this particular one because we didn't talk about it before the show. So, yeah, we're going to have to bear with it with that one. But, you know, I can go to Sergio's comment before he talks.
Oh, yeah, there he is. Okay. So let's just bear with me, guys.
I don't think we're going to bear with you, bro. again, I'm going to go to Sergio's comment. He said, Joel and Kent watched your interview with Dara of Uber. Well done. Now as a credible journalist, would you be interested in telling the other side of the story from driver's perspective? I'd be happy to oblige. Although you ask good questions, you didn't dig deep enough. And that's unfortunately some of the things that you see when it comes to these types of posts. You know, they're trying to as hard as they can in order to, you know, make Dara and Uber look great.
Yeah. So Jolene Kent is the CBS reporter, major reporter at, you know, at the company, obviously. Had a sit down with Dara and his mother, which great, right? And it was a good interview. I urge all of you to go watch. It's on CBS.com. And it was about Dara's background and how he became the Uber CEO, how they fled Iran. You know, I have news for you folks. At some point, actually, Dara cried and had to stop the interview because he got emotional. And my point in all of this is that Tara is not a rags to riches story as this story made it out look to be, because his family, when they were an extremely wealthy family during the Shah's days, Shah of Iran, Shah Pahlavi, who was overthrown by the mullahs in the revolution. And believe it or not, my mother-in-law was in the same city as Dara's family, called Tavriz in Iran. And he made it look like he's a rags to riches story. His family and his uncle and his father were not poor people, okay? Again, I'm not going to make this personal issue. It's not personal, but the story did not tell everything that should be told, number one. And the first question was to the mother, and she asked, the reporter asked his mother, how do you introduce your son? And she said, unequivocally with these words, she said, I tell people he works for Uber, and I tell people he's a driver. That's what I tell people. That's what she said. It's in the interview. You guys can go check it out, which could be nothing from the truth. But the rags to riches story that this was made out to be, it's not true. That's one. Number two, halfway down the interview, you know, I'm going to actually interview Levi. I don't think he's here. He was on Behind the Wheel before. He caught it, and I kind of passed on it. I didn't catch it.
All right. Well, he went out. Just a quick update. As well, Chicago, if you didn't know, you are also getting Advantage versus Standard on 720.
Yeah, so he caught it, and Dara was asked a question. You make $40 million. How do you feel about that? And he, of course, skirted around it.
Yes, he skirted around it. Sorry, everybody. Unfortunately, I have no idea what's going on with Sergio and his disconnections.
He said, yeah, there is a big disconnect between the top and the bottom in this country. And then he cried about his father leaving for Iran, not coming back for 6 years. All that good stuff, which I find. It's all good, right? My
Unfortunately, this has never happened. And so I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know either. So I'm just going to keep going until it stops, or it's got to be
StreamYard. How about you just go? Sure.
Anyway, long story short, I'm in touch with the reporter. I tweeted her, and she followed me on Twitter. I followed her. I DM'd her. I hope she listens to what I have to say, and I hope they do a driver story out of this. And I don't care if I get cut off, but I'm going to read this quick.
I'm thinking it might be his post.
Anyway,
oh, here it comes.
Just go up after this, Chris.
I think we're at like take 98 at this, not macro banked.
I'm just going to take off after this because I can't handle this, because I don't want to lose my shit. So give me 1 second and let me get that email out. I wrote her an email, a decent email, but the last paragraph. I believe your journalistic voice is uniquely positioned to explore the side of Uber ecosystem with the same nuance and empathy you brought to Dara's story. A companion piece, A Day in the Life of an Uber Driver, would provide a fuller picture of the platform's impact on real lives. Thank you again for the work you do. I hope you'll consider giving voice to the drivers whose wheels power the very company you profiled so thoughtfully, as well as his $40 million annual salary. So I'm hoping I hear from her, and then I would love to do, it's not a rebuttal piece, but I would love to sit down with her and explain the other side of the coin to her.
Oh. That would be good. And you're still here, which is nice.
Yeah, 8 seconds later. No, I check my, look, all I'm telling you is I don't know what's going on, but after this, obviously, we're going to go into it and look at it. I'm pretty sure it's on StreamYard's end. Some goofy shit's been going on, but we'll figure it out.
I'm thinking you might need to get a new computer and not connect that to the internet, with the exception of only going on to show me the money, because Uber definitely hacked your system and they're kill switching you right now.
I will be going down to Best Buy and getting me a new box immediately. It's going to be called the Show Me the Money computer.
No, don't do that. Put it like, I don't know. Put it like U.S. government property only.
I don't know. Something. Whatever. Anyway, so, yep.
All right. Well, let's move on to our final topic, and that is TK coming back? What's going on?
I don't know, but so for some of you, shameless plug, I have a finance channel at Sergio Avedian. Please go check it out. In fact, the company that they're talking about, I own some shares of that company, and I also own shares of another company. Basically, I'm a believer in autonomous vehicles. By the way, Chris, next week we're going to do a big segment, if my computer is working, on Lyft, how Lyft actually is now including the driver community, and the first one is going to be taking place in Atlanta, and I'm hoping I'm going to be included in there, is that they're going to talk to drivers. They're going to have a panel of drivers and how this hybrid network is going to work. I have some great ideas about how drivers can participate in this AV revolution, maybe even earn money on the cars that they're going to be replaced by. But this story is about Uber helping Travis Kay, the founder and ex-CEO of Uber, to purchase this Chinese autonomous, U.S. arm of the Chinese autonomous vehicle company called Pony AI, P-O-N-Y-A-I. And Uber in talks with its founder, Travis Kay, to fund self-driving car deal. Well, full transparency, I own shares in two Chinese autonomous vehicle companies. The one I own more of, which is called WeRide, is Uber has an investment in it. So does NVIDIA. Again, full transparency, I'm saying this. Actually, Uber is going to go out with WeRide in about 100 different cities coming up. This is the future, folks. Okay, so you can participate in this or you can just be complaining about it. Well, I'm preferring that I participate and actually make some money with it. So Uber is increasingly grappling with competition from self-driving taxi services like Waymo. Now the ride-hailing giant is making more action to deal with the threat. Uber is in talks with Travis Kalanick, who's the ex-CEO and founder, and he was forced out, for the acquisition of the U.S. subsidiary of a Chinese autonomous vehicle company, two people with the knowledge of the matter said. The company Pony AI was founded in Silicon Valley in 2016, and their U.S. arm is U.S. arm is rumored to be sold to Travis Kay with Uber's backing. And I think Uber's figuring out that this Waymo deal, once that sweetheart deal goes away, you know, Uber may be in jeopardy. Lyft may be in jeopardy. And that's why Lyft is doing what they're doing, which I actually respect, include the drivers in the game plan. And the talks are preliminary, said the people who were not, you know, who were involved. Financial details are not involved. So, look, you can get in the game by investing in these things, right? Waymo is owned by Google. I always say it on my other channel, on the finance channel, you got to invest. You got to invest for the long haul. You can say, yeah, Serge, I have no money. I'm broke. I don't care. Invest $10 a week, $50 a week. Don't go to Starbucks. Don't eat the garbage burger that you're eating for lunch and stay unhealthy. Invest. Invest your money for your retirement. If you're younger, better yet. Dollar cost average. Do all things that you can do. And to me, this is an interesting deal, Chris. This may happen. And I'm not saying it's a rumor at the moment. And I'm not telling anybody, it's not financial or trading advice, by the way. I'm just telling you guys what's happening. But I happen to own these shares way before this news came out, so I have no problems with it. And I think it's you know, you guys can do.
And there he goes. But yes, DK might be sort of coming back, but not in the way you necessarily expect. Now, funny story. Did you know that Jaguar lost 97.5% of their sales?
They did.
They only had, 46 sales last month or something? So well, good news for Waymo.
They sold all their cars to, Waymo.
Yeah.
And no, but I mean, anyway, so you guys, look, I'm being very serious with this, and we're going to talk a lot, hopefully with a good internet connection or whatever it's going on, next week about what Lyft is doing. I actually texted with Jeremy Bird of what they're doing. I go, is this just bullshit show what you guys are putting on? He goes, no, we're really serious about including the drivers in a hybrid network and not just as a driver. I have some amazing ideas that I'm going to talk to them about. And I think all drivers should be included in creating some passive income, maybe on a fleet, right? Maybe put money together, a bunch of drivers, maybe $100 of your earnings goes towards an autonomous fleet. While you're sleeping, you can earn money. I mean, I have like so many great ideas about this that I want to talk to Lyft about. You know, it's all preliminary, but Lyft is putting that on in Atlanta this year, actually, because they're launching autonomous vehicles in Atlanta. I think Lyft is doing the right thing. Uber doesn't give a shit. Uber is just signing deals right and left. But don't get threatened by it. See the opportunity, act on it. And because the same thing happened with Uber, okay? When upfront fares came out, stock was $23 a share. Today's stock is $93 a share. You can cuss and yell at Uber and CEO and whatever you want. You can do that, you know, or you can participate. What if you bought Uber at $23 a share? It's free. You're free to do so. You can't just hate a company, you know. You can hate the message, but you would have made some money. So my point in all of this is please invest. Please save for your future. You know, rideshare is not a career. There's many, many better things for you to do out there. But I didn't get cut off for 2 minutes and I'm done.
Well, yeah, I think we're going to have to cut it short because I know you want to do the driver's corner based on your article. You'd have some insight on that. So we're going to actually put that to next week because unfortunately, yes, with you going in and out with who knows what's going on, we will have to wait and see. What's up with that? But a couple of things. Make sure you take part in the poll. Who was right? Was it Uber? Was it Len? We already got 46 votes, 100% saying Len.
100%. 100%. I know one person is going to vote against it. Jeff from Colorado now is going to vote against it. Sergio, what is my finance? I don't have a finance podcast. I have a YouTube channel under my name at Sergio Avedian. And I do all the finance stuff on that side. I don't do it here, but once in a while, I give myself a shameless plug because I think I'm doing really good work. And Chris is my YouTube manager there and putting out good information. And I know finance 10x more than rideshare. So I think I'm pretty well versed when it comes to that shit. So there you go. Sorry, guys. My apologies. I don't know what's going on, but guarantee next week this is not going to take place. It's 163 shows consecutive or whatever we did. This is the first time this is going on. I'm pretty sure on StreamYard's end because I did a live stream this morning. None of this happened.
And there he goes. And all I know is if this happens again, I'm going to ban him from the show only because trying to get everything going. And then all of a sudden he comes in and it's like, what the hell were you saying? I don't know. And, you know, so yeah, I thank you for bearing with us when it came to, you know, some of the awkward weirdness when it comes to jumping around. But yes, Sergio is saying, if you get kicked out next week, I'm just banning you from the studio.
Yeah. And I want to thank Chris for holding the fort together with his migraine. So thank you, partner. Much appreciated. We'll have to now go figure out, diagnose what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, I don't know. But either way, make sure you smash that like button. Smashing that like button. I don't know. What are we going to do with it today?
F Uber.
Before you go? Huh?
What?
No. Smash that like button if you believe Professor Len Sherman over Uber.
Oh.
Smash that like button.
We're going
to
have
a lot of that. And then go to the poll and put it in there too.
Yeah. Go to the poll. Vote. And tell all your drivers, you know, go to the poll and vote. Look, we know what's going to happen. We put the video out yesterday.
And watch the show.
It's what, 7,000 people already watched the video? And it's an extended video. It's like the whole interview of Len's video, right, is came out yesterday, yeah, 24 like hours ago, right? There are already 250 comments on it, and not one person agreed with Uber, okay? Look, we're not here to kill Uber, do this, do that. We're here to make a point of injustices and make this a fairer battle. That's all there is to it. There's no more, no less. And if we can benefit the driver community, we're going to do everything we can to benefit the driver community. So with that said, thank you. Much appreciated. Apologies. Don't know. Hopefully it won't happen ever again. And Chris, thank you. And we'll see you guys next week.
All right. We'll see you guys. Enjoy. Be safe. And again, this fourth, if you go out there and make some money, make sure you look for the purple if you are in that areas when it comes to the surge map changes. Don't go for the red heat map if it is changed in your area. Look for the dollar signs and adjust and make sure you know exactly where you're going in your city. Get out there, make some money. Be safe, though. Be safe, especially with kids running around, that type of thing. You don't want a kid to run out in the middle of the street or anything like that. With that being said, Sergio, we're already leaving.
Yeah, we're leaving. We're leaving. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Yeah. Adio, everybody.